Media censorship. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. Twitter CEO Elon Musk releasing new findings that reveal Twitter heavily censored conservatives and certain news articles.
Despite indignant denials by Democratic officials, it is now apparent, based on what we've learned from Elon Musk, that Democratic officials were in fact censoring conservatives in the run-up to the 2020 election, and not just conservatives, but also the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Fox's Kevin Cork. And payrolls on the rise. As a new report shows, the U.S. jobs market remains strong, adding 263,000 jobs this past month.
President Biden touting the new jobs report numbers, which beat expectations, unemployment remaining low at 3.7%.
The economic report, the GDP is up even more than it was previously thought. We continue to create jobs, lots of jobs.
Not everyone is celebrating, however. According to that same jobs report, more Americans are leaving the workforce as participation rate dropped again for the third straight month. The retail sector lost 30,000 jobs. That's the fifth month this year that's happened. And with Christmas around the corner, very concerning. The top three sectors seeing growth are leisure and hospitality, education and health, and the U.S. government.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. And the European Union reached a deal Friday to cap Russian oil at $60 a barrel. But now there's a renewed call to place even more economic pressure on Russia.
The office of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky now calling for a lower price cap on Russian oil than the one already agreed to by Ukraine's Western supporters. Zelensky's office chief writing Saturday on social media, the $60 per barrel ceiling set by the European Union, Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, and the U.S. didn't go far enough and needed to be cut in half to, quote, destroy the enemy's economy faster.
Fox's Paul Stevens. And now Russia rejects the $60 a barrel EU price cap on its oil and warns of cutoffs. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A strong earthquake has shaken parts of Indonesia's main island of Java, just 2 weeks after an equally powerful quake killed hundreds. The head of the National Rescue Agency says the quake on Saturday injured one resident and at least four houses and a school were damaged. A magnitude 5.6 earthquake on November 21st killed at least 331 people and injured nearly 600. Plus, Hawaii's residents are on alert as Mauna Loa's lava slowly inches closer to a major highway.
Rivers of molten lava flowing down Mauna Loa this morning. Now, the good news is that the lava has slowed somewhat ever since hitting some flatter terrain. It's now moving at about 150 feet or so per hour, so about half a football field's length per hour. Though, at last update from officials, it was less than 3 miles away from the major east-west highway that connects Hilo to Kona. Now, Mauna Loa began erupting on Sunday. It's the first time that it has erupted since 1984. Since then, lava has been spewing from fissures in the volcano. Scientists say they don't know how long this eruption will last.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon. Meanwhile, the Prince and Princess of Wales hosted a gala in New England Friday night to hand out awards for projects to save the environment.
Prince William announced the winners of his environmental initiative called Earthshot during a star-studded gala in Boston.
Alongside tonight's winners and finalists, and those to be discovered over the years to come, it's my hope the Earthshot legacy will continue to grow, helping our communities and our planet to thrive.
The Earthshot Prize gives more than $1 million each to winners in five categories. Among this year's winners, childhood friends in Oman who figured out how to turn carbon dioxide into rock, thereby creating a low-cost, safe way to store carbon.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.